You are here, you're working in this place. The Lord. Amen. Even when we don't see it, even when we don't feel it, He's working. He has never stopped. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Today we are going to pray about three particular things, amongst many other things that we're going to be praying about, that we receive through the riches of His glory. Amen? Three particular things that we receive through the riches of His glory. Hallelujah. But we're going to start firstly by praying the first verse of the most popular psalm there is. I don't think I need to give you three guesses till you get it. So let me check it out, whether you tell me which one is the most popular. Psalm what? Come on, come on. Psalm 23. The Lord is my what? Shepherd, I shall not want. Amen? I shall not want. I'm not going to lack any good thing. I'm not going to lack God's provision. I'm not going to lack healing. I'm not going to lack peace. I'm not going to lack joy. I'm not going to lack strength. I'm not going to lack ability. I'm not going to lack capacity. I'm not going to lack anything that I need to accomplish God's divine purpose for my life, because He is my shepherd. He is my guide. He is my keeper. Amen? Praise the Lord. So let us start from that particular place. Let's just begin to thank God right now that He is our shepherd. And because He is our shepherd, we are not going to lack all of those things that I talked about just a moment ago. and etc., etc., etc. Thank God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that there is no place for lack. No lack of peace, no lack of joy, no lack, O God, of strength, no lack, O God, of peace, no lack, O God, of favor, no lack, O God, of joy, no lack, O God, of prosperity, no lack, O God, in any area of our lives. For you are faithful, O God, who has promised us and will never leave us nor forsake us. You are our strength. You are, O God, our peace. You are, O God, our source of joy. You are, O God, our protector. Father, in every area of our lives, whatever it is that we need, we receive by faith. Thank you, Lord, O God, that you are our guide, you are our keeper, you are our very strength. Lord, O God, day by day, you shepherd us. You are directing our paths. And Lord, O God, we acknowledge you this day. We declare your lordship, O God, over every area of our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, that you saw that we were lost in our trespasses and sins, and you provided a provider. Thank you, Lord, that you are a great I am, that I am God. God who will never leave us nor forsake us. God ever present in the time of trouble. There you are. We bless your holy name. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God, in the fullness of your splendor, and let every enemy be scattered. Thank you, Lord. We rest in your goodness. We rest, O God, in your strength. We are found in the place of safety, for you are our fortress. You are, O God, our buckler. You are, O God, our refuge. We declare it so in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the manifold blessings that have been bestowed upon our lives. Lord, O God, you've caused our lives, O God, to bless your holy name, to please you. And now you've made even our enemies, O God, not only our footstool, but Lord, O God, you've caused our enemies to do favorable things towards us. Thank you, Lord. Our needs are met in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to engage different ones in praying, leading us in different segments of the things that we're going to pray about. You and I know that the world is in a turbulent place. It's tittering. Just a little thing, and we'll have a third world war. It's not going to take much, but we're going to believe God that our world will not collapse. Amen? Our world will not collapse and fall into this entrapment of the enemy. If there's anything the enemy of our soul will want to do, it is exactly that. But the Word of God says to us that though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, that we have no reason to fear any evil. Why? Because God is with us, and his rod and staff comfort us. So we're going to pray. The people in the world don't know what to do. They are overwhelmed and they are spewing out a lot of garbage. But we can do, in agreement with the ministry of the Lord, this very moment. Yes, he's saving people. Yes, he's providing for people. Yes, he's blessing and all of that. But the primary ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ right this very moment is the ministry of intercession. Amen? He is ever interceding for us. He's praying for us. He is proclaiming declarations over our lives so that we do not fall into the endangerments of the enemy. So at this time, let us lift our world up before the Lord and cry out to God for deliverance. We need deliverance. We need to be delivered from the lies of the enemy. In Psalm 107, the Bible tells us in verse 3, and then I'll go on after a few verses to 9 and 10. He says, He gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. And they wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then it says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them from their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. The world needs God's guidance right now. But part of what God calls us to do is that we should praise God. Verse 8 says, Oh, that men will praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. We need God. Our world needs God. Our world is in a state of darkness. The word of God says, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. And that's what the world has done. They've rejected the word of God. They've rebelled against God's word. They've just pushed aside the counsel of the Most High. And therefore, because of that, He says, He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. The answer that we need today is a cry to God. And we, the Church of Jesus Christ, have to be the first place to cry on behalf, intercede for those that have not gone in the path of God, that God will touch hearts and bring people out of that place of darkness. He says, He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. Why? Because He's a good shepherd. And He broke the bands in sunder. Whatever it is that is holding people in bondage, God is breaking it. Let us cry out to the Lord right now for our world, for our city, for our communities. God will touch the hearts of people and by His grace pull them out of that place of the shadow of death, because He has become their good shepherd. Pray. Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord and just pray for our world right now, that God will do extraordinary things in the lives of His people, in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Cry out to God, the God of our salvation, the God who is the answer to every situation, the one who is present in the time of trouble, the one who's promised never to leave us nor forsake us, the one who is able to take the stony heart, that hard heart of man, and give them a different heart, the one who is able to reach out to people that are lost and bring them to a place of divine hope. Cry out to the Lord for the world. Cry out to the Lord for our leaders that are taking missteps, people that are pursuing wicked agendas. In the name of Jesus, pray. Father, we thank you that you are touching your people all around the world. By your Spirit, you are touching them. Lord, oh God, bring people, oh God, to that place where they come to the end of themselves and they begin to recognize, oh God, that they need help from above. Lord, oh God, our world is falling apart, but we believe, oh God, that you can put it together. We pray, oh God, for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, oh God, for the peace, oh God, of Israel. We pray, O God, for the protection of your people, your covenant people. Lord, O God, fight for them. Fight for them. Fight for them. Stop the workings of darkness and cause grace, O God, to abound. In the mighty name of Jesus, we trust in you, O Most High. We give you praise, O God, that you are doing a new work of grace in the lives of your people. In something new, something good is happening. Something new and something good is happening. Thank you, Lord, that you are delivering your people from the afflictions that they're experiencing, and you are taking them out of darkness, out of the place of the shadow of death. And Lord, oh God, your grace, oh God, is being released now as you send forth your word and you deliver your people, healing them and delivering them from the afflictions and destructions. We trust in you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Judith to come and to pray for the people in the Middle East, for Israel, for the Palestinians. God loves all his people. God will touch hearts, and that God will eradicate the spirit of violence, the spirit of Hamas, that he will destroy it, and that his children, the children of Abraham, will know peace.
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We give you praise, Father God, for such a time as this.
Glory be to God.
Nothing happens. Nothing takes you by surprise, oh God.
That's right.
We know that you are seated in heaven looking down on your sons and your daughters. We know that our elder brother, Jesus Christ, is interceding for this world that you created. Father God, at this moment, we lift up our voices and we cry out to you for mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we know that you have promised that you will never leave us nor forsake us. For such a time as this, Father God, oh, let your church arise and take her rightful place, oh Lord God. Let your church arise and take her rightful place, oh God. Father God, wherever we have gone astray, Father God, bring us together. Bring your church to that place of unity, to that place of intercession in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we lift up this world to you. Father God, we praise your holy name. We thank you for your beloved, Israel, your beloved. Jerusalem, the apple of your eye, this moment, Father God, We stand with your sons and your daughters. We stand, Father God, for those that are crying out to you, Father God, at this moment in the Middle East, Father God. Those that are calling on your name, Yeshua HaMashiach. We know that your coming is very soon. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bow down before you in total surrender. And we say, Lord God, arise and let every enemy be scattered. Lord God, arise and let the enemies of your sons and your daughters, those that are against you, Father God, those that are fighting against you, those that are causing destruction in your land, Father, we say, arise and let every enemy be scattered. Father, we thank you. We give you praise for those Palestinians that are calling on you, Father God. Intervene, Father God. Intervene, Father God. We call upon you, Father God, that you will keep them. You will protect Israel, Father God. Israel, your beloved, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for souls that are even getting saved. Father God, even those that are Arabs, Father God, you are touching them right now. You are transforming their heart. They are crying out for Yeshua HaMashiach. As you appear to that one in prison, Father God, who is now an evangelist, touching the lives of other Arabs, touching the lives of other Israelites that are mourning their loved ones, those that are held as hostages. Father God, let them be released in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for our nation, Canada. Lord God, those that are taking a neutral side, you are not a neutral God. You stand for righteousness. You are a holy God. Father God, our world needs you. Oh, Lord God, show yourself mightily. Amen. Show yourself mightily in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are the God of yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. When your children were in captivity, you set them free. Yes. Oh, Father God, we know that you are going to set Israel free. Amen. You will set Israel free. We pray, Father God, we declare peace, 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 peace in that nation. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Amen. We give you praise, Father God, for the strength of your son. Yes. Oh, Father God, we give you praise, Father God, for those that are fighting a righteous cause. Mm. Give them knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Father God, wherever the enemy is hiding, let them locate them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Locate them now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory. Victory belongs to you, O Lord. We give you all the praise, the glory and adoration to you and only you, O Father. Man cannot do anything, oh, without you. We thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. This next prayer focus is going to be from the book of Ephesians, the first chapter and the seventh verse. We're going to lift up our voices together unto the Lord. And I'm going to ask Pastor Pat to lead us in this segment. The Word of God says, in whom we have redemption, Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through his blood. The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. We have redemption. We have forgiveness according to the riches of his grace. We're going to ask that the work of redemption will take a hold of our hearts as God's people, and that we will walk in the fullness of the forgiveness that is available in God. So many are walking defeated lives of condemnation. But God wants us to step away from condemnation and receive the everlasting love of God. For he has, the word of God says, according to the riches of his grace. Amen? If you fall, get back up. Our world is heaping on itself so much condemnation. So many believers are living in the defeat of condemnation. But God says, I've got riches of grace, and I'm your Redeemer, and I am the God who forgives you. Let us lift up our voices to the Lord and begin to thank him for redemption and for forgiveness according to the riches of his grace. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So what is this prayer about? That we find ourselves in Christ Jesus and begin to walk after the Spirit, walk after the Word of God, follow the Word of God. Rather than running away from the Word of God, we pursue that Word of God and take hold of that Word of God and keep that Word of God so that we can experience the manifestation of what grace does. Pray. Lift up your voice before the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the abundance of grace, the riches of grace. Thank you, Lord, O God, for forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the work of redemption. Thank you, Lord, O God, for the work of deliverance. Thank you, Lord, O God, that there is a manifestation of your perfect will in our lives today. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let all your people walk after your word.
Thank you, Lord,
and take hold of it and keep it.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus.
Oh, we thank you, Jesus, for what you've done on the cross for us, Lord. Father God, we thank you. Thank you, Father God, that we do not walk in condemnation, but we know you in a very special way, a deeper way. A deeper way. We go deeper in your word, Lord. And Father God, we are set free from this condemnation. And God, we know the love that you have for us. May we come into the fullness of God. The love that you have, that everlasting love for us. Thank you, Father, for your safety for us. Take us into a new realm, Lord God. We're going into a different realm in the name of Jesus, a different dimension of your Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. There is no condemnation. Father God, we are new creations in Christ. We came into newness when we asked Jesus into our lives. And Father God, we remain there. We remain on your word. The uncompromising word of God. The incorruptible word of God that lives and abides forever. We do not let go of it. We cleanse ourselves. We cleanse ourselves of filthiness of flesh and spirit. And we stay in the realm of the Spirit. We are led by the Spirit of God, not by the flesh. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Deeper things in your Spirit, Lord. Oh, Jesus, our soul is longing for you. Our soul is longing for you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we want more of Jesus than more of the world. We're not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds. Oh, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we can walk. We do walk in that way, Lord. We never let go of the love of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you praise. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, you raise up a standard against the enemy that would lie to us, that try to lie to anybody that we're not in Christ. We thank you, Father, we walk. We walk the faith walk in the name of Jesus. We don't let go of that. We walk the faith walk in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, your word, the uncompromising word, the power of the word. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your word. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This next segment, we're going to pray through Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 16. Is Brother Reuben here? I would like him to take up this prayer point if he's here. I thought I saw him a moment ago. Maybe he had to step out. Okay. Ephesians 3 and verse 16. The Word of God says that He will grant you, meaning God, that He will grant to you and I according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. Paul says that God will grant to us according to the riches of His glory. We've prayed about the riches of His grace. Now, the riches of His glory that God will grant to us. It's a grant that God will give us an allowance according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened. Praise God. To be strengthened with might. That is God's might by His Spirit in the inner man. This prayer focus is going to be about receiving renewed strength in our inner man. Why is this important? Because it is in the strengthening in our inner man that we receive the capacity to receive the fullness of the Godhead. We need this renewed strength in our inner man. Because if we don't have the capacity to receive it, we will be overwhelmed and fall down like dead men. But God wants us to be strengthened on the inside. Amen? So we're going to cry out to God. Thank you, Lord, for granting us. Thank you, Lord, for granting us according to the riches of your glory, all that you are, strength in our inner man. I'm going to ask Pastor Paul to lead us in this declaration tonight. Lift up your voice before the Lord and begin to thank God for this grant. Receive this grant of strength in your inner man. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for renewed strength.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for
this. Lord, we thank you for your greatness. We thank you that you are so almighty. We thank you that you are the one who strengthens us when in times of need. You are there for us. You shall never leave us nor forsake us. Therefore, you are there at all times. You renew our spirit each and every morning. Each and every day it's a new spirit within us that you give us. You strengthen us each and every day. More and more and more. Father God, right now, these days, times of the end, Father God, we know because of the times, signs of the times, that you are there for us at all times. You send angels everywhere around us. You have sent angels to protect us and to renew our spirit in you. That your word that is spoken into us each and every day is renewed in us. Our strength is renewed. The strength of people around us are renewed by us. Your word goes out to and fro through the world. And those who hear your word, Father God, they are strengthened because it is what it, that is what you are. We thank you for the blood that you have shed for us. We thank you that you are, have empowered us through your blood, that your protection is upon us, that your glory is shown through us.
In the name of Jesus, we give you praise.
We thank you, Father God, for your protection. 10,000 on one side, 1,000 on the other side. We thank you for your love, the love that you have shown us, the love that gives us that strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Each and every day, new joy comes. Rejoice, the Lord says. Rejoice each and every day. We thank you, Father God, for the joy that you have planted in us.
Thank you.
That it will never leave us. That it will never, it will continue within us. That your goodness, your greatness will be there for us.
Thank
you, Father, for your love. We praise you. We give you the glory. We lift our hands to you. We lift our hands, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Third focus tonight about that which we can receive from the glory, the riches of his glory. The word of God says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Total provision according to the riches, not according to the economy of our nations, but according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. We're going to trust God with thanksgiving for total provision. Hallelujah. God will provide for us in magnificent ways in this last of the last days. God will multiply whatever it is that we have. God will renew whatever it is that we have. God will cause what we have to stretch. No matter what's happening in the world, the widow of Zarephath saw an extension, an increase of what she had. God wants to do the same thing for us. The word of God tells us that the woman whose sons were about to be taken into slavery came and talked to the prophet, and the prophet told her what to do. We're going to pray in this prayer for those that God has placed in a prophetic position to be able to speak to us about what we ought to do. Because sometimes it takes somebody hearing what God is saying so that we, in aligning ourselves, can see a manifestation. The Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter, when they had a tax problem. He said, go cast a hook. And when you catch the fish, open the mouth of the fish. And that's where the coin is, to take care of the bills. He knew what to do. The Lord Jesus Christ, when there were thousands of hungry men, not counting the women and the children, 5,000 of them, said, what do we have? He said, we've got only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, sit them down. Thank God for the bread and the fishes. Shared it with the workers, his disciples, and everybody got fed. Somebody knew what to do. When the people lacked water, God spoke to Moses, strike that rock, water is going to come out of it. God always has a prophet. So this time, we're going to pray for the prophetic voice in our lives. That God will use those prophetic voice to speak into our lives so that whatever it is that we need to do to see a manifestation is brought about quickly and efficiently. Amen? Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Sister Lindsay to lead us in this particular capacity, and we're going to pray different aspects of this particular one. Lift up your voice before the Lord and begin to pray for those that God has placed in our lives so that we have a direct word from God for total provision according to his riches in glory.
Kia la no shoku ala ma shati ese ke tia la mo foku ala ma tea shate. Kia la mo shoku arebeshe ke tia la ma shaka sa tia di tia la mo shoku lo soto. Tia la mo shoku le tia shaka tia di che kia la mo foku arebeshe te. Thank you, Father. You had plans from the beginning, Father, for your children. Thank you, Lord, that you have planned this out from the beginning, Father God. Lord, we thank you for the prophetic voices that you've put in our lives, Father in heaven. We thank you for divine instruction, Father God, coming through prophetic voices, Father, coming through your word, Father, coming through time with you, Father God. We receive divine instruction, Father. We receive divine revelation, Father. We receive the wisdom, Lord, from heaven, Father. We receive those instructions, Lord, that you have for us, Father. Thank you, Lord, that our spiritual ears are open and our spiritual eyes are open, Father in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that we can comprehend what you are saying, Father. Thank you for understanding. Thank you, Father God, that you help us to completely unplug from the systems of this world, Father God, and to completely plug into your system, Father, to completely trust in your system, God. Lord, your system is already set, Father, your system, Father, in your kingdom, God. Thank you, Lord, that you plug each one of us into your system completely, Father God, and we see a world without limitations, Father God. We see a world without limitations, just as Jesus did, Father God. Thank you, Lord, you are limitless, Father. Thank you, there is nothing that you cannot do, Father God. And so it is with us, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for those instructions, God. We receive the grace to follow through with them. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We're going to continue with this particular focus. The Word of God tells us in the passage of Scripture, right there in Philippians 4:19. Paul says, talking about this particular sense, he says, for even in Thessalonica, verse 16, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Not because I desire a gift, that may abound, not because I desire gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. He says, but I have all and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable and well-pleasing to God. Hallelujah. This is for my God. And the connection point is that they were supportive of Paul. They were given into his life. This is the conduit, the pathway for which the blessing, the prophetic word, can be declared and decreed into our lives. We're going to pray that God will grant us the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, the passion to stand with men and women of God and be supportive of them in whichever way God enables us, so that this supply of the Lord can reach us. The widow that saw the prophet, and day by day, whenever she saw the prophet, brought that prophet into her home and ministered to her, or ministered to him with her resources, and went even further to build a room, a penthouse for that prophet, so that prophet doesn't have to go anywhere else. I'm taking care of you. That woman received what she never thought was possible. Her whole life story was changed. It was changed because of the support of a man of God. This is one of the fundamental aspects of how God brings increase into our lives. May God grant us the understanding to know how to receive not only the prophetic declaration, but also to know how to connect with the grace that will expand the provisions of God in our lives. Amen? When God brings you around a man of God, he means to bless you. Make good use of it. I'm going to ask Brother James to lead us in this particular focus. Brother James, please come. Lift up your voice to the Lord. God, show me how I can support the work.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, oh Lord. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
Bring your mic close to your mouth, please.
Lord, I declare your goodness, oh Lord. Lord, help us, oh Lord, to stand with the man and the woman of God, to help them, oh Lord, to fulfill the calling that they have in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your blessing, let your goodness be upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in every area of their life, O Lord, help us to stand with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and I declare your favor and your goodness over our lives, we that stand with them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, O Lord, we will not disobey, we will be an obedient people around them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your name be glorified in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I declare your wholeness over their life and us in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a focus that we had earlier about being strengthened in our inner man, found in Ephesians chapter 3. God's word tells us about what is possible. We prayed about it. Well, we're going to go back to that particular one, because it is the God capacity that helps us accomplish whatever it is that we need to accomplish. We need the capacity of God. It is a grant. It is a grant. The Lord God is very clear about that. It is a grant. We know what grants are, right? God, Paul says, I'm praying that God will grant you we're going to ask for this grant again. We want this grant for us as individuals. We want this grant for us as a church, that we'll be able to handle this capacity that God wants to establish in us. Strength. God's strength. I'm going to ask Brother Reuben to lead us in this particular prayer, that there will be strength from God, God's grant, that will energize us, equip us to experience the goodness of God, so that we are not overwhelmed by a little manifestation, but recognize there is so much more of God, and do like Paul says we should do. Forget those things which are behind and press. As God begins to do things in us, we don't settle and say, wow, this got to be all of it. No, there's so much more. And it takes the strength of focus to embrace that more. We're going to ask God to do that for us, that as we come this Sunday to this household of faith to worship the only true God, that there will be a fresh, renewed impetus to experience even more, because the grant is being bestowed upon us and it gives to us resources that we did not have before. Notice it was a grant. That means they did not have it. But he prayed that they will have it. We're going to pray that we have what we need to accomplish the assignment of God. And that great assignment, first and foremost, is that Christ may dwell in our hearts by faith, as we have been rooted and grounded in love. Amen. I'm going to ask Brother Reuben to come lead us in that prayer. We all lift our voices before the Lord. Hallelujah. God will do something extraordinary with our lives. We need God now than we've ever needed Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen.
Father, we want to thank you once again this evening. Thank you for the grace that you have given unto us, that you have given us the grace to receive the grant to ask from you the strength that is needed at this particular time. Thank you for granting us this ability to handle the resources that you are going to give unto us, the souls that you are going to add unto your kingdom, and the operation of your spirit even afresh in our life. Father, we thank you for the strength, O God, to be able to do abundantly more than we can think, even that we can even in our hearts. We thank you for the ability, the strength of God, even to go forth in your might to possess our generation, our environment, even this generation for you. We thank you for your strength, O God, that will release the fresh anointing upon every ministration that we will have, even this Sunday. A strength, O God, as we open forth our mouth, that the authority of the world will be coming forth to deliver, to strengthen, to save, to heal. Thank you for this strength, O God, that you are giving unto us, O God. Father, we are asking this grant that you are giving unto us, we receive it in abundance for all young, old men, even the ministers, even the eldership and the leadership of this church, O God. We receive the strength, O God, to accomplish your purpose, your plans at this particular time, O God. We receive this strength from above, even to move forward in your might, O God. We receive this strength, O God, to bring transformation even into this city, into this province, into this religious and political sector of Winnipeg. Father, we receive this strength, O God, to liberate souls even for your glory. Thank you, Father, because it is done, O God. We bless you for this, O God, for we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask two people that are online to pray. I feel that they need to pray as the Spirit of the Lord leads them. First person I'm going to ask to pray is Sister Carol Cornelius-Sin. And right after her, I'm going to ask Sister Colette, Minister Colette Stewart, to pray. As they lead in prayer, as the Holy Spirit leads them to cover other aspects tonight that need to be covered, I want us to stay together in faith. Amen. I'm going to ask Sister Carol to lead us in this particular prayer. Sister Carol is on Zoom. So let's have Sister Carol lead us. And then right after Sister Carol leads, we're going to have Sister Minister Colette Stewart lead us. I know this is the first time we've done something like this, getting somebody online to pray during this prayer segment. I thought I was going to end, but the Lord said, no, not yet. There are people that want to pray.
Father God, look for you this evening, Father, with grateful heart. Let's see, I've got an... Anyway, we come before you this evening, Lord, with great heart, Lord, thankful for all that you have given us, Father, all that you have shown us, and all, God, that you've poured into our lives. Father, in these tumultuous times across the North America country, our countries in the world, Lord, we thank you, God, that you have given us the grace, Father, the mercy, the ability, Lord, to come and worship you together as a family of Christ. Father, that you have poured into our lives, Lord, through Pastor Zeno and Sister Maria Zeno, Lord, over the many days, months, and years, God, strengthening us for such a time as this. God, we ask that you would continue, Lord, to give us your courage, Lord, your wisdom, Father, your strength, God, your anointing to do the assignments that you would have us do, God. Lord, we ask that you would give us the courage to look into our hearts, God, to remove any barrier that's between you and us, God, that we might be better servants for the causes that you put us here for, Lord. Father, we thank you, God, for the many, many blessings of our life, Lord. And God, we thank you, Father, that we can trust you. We thank you, Lord, that we, because we reside under the shadow of your wings, we are in the most high places with you, Father. You are forever our shield and our buckler every place that we go, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we trust you. We thank you, God, that the blood of Jesus that dripped on the mercy seat, Father, covers us. Thank you, God, that our families are being called into the fold, Lord. We thank you that the prodigals are coming home. And God, even in this tumultuous time, Father, where there's such terror across the world, Lord, we thank you, God, that people are turning their faces to you in every corner of the world, Father, in all of the dark places they're crying out. And Father, we thank you that we see revival fires lit all across our countries. We thank you, God, that your glory is bound to cover the face of the earth. We thank you for your promises, Father. And God, we ask you, Father, that you would cover each of us and our families with the blood of Jesus, Father, protecting us from any evil that might be headed in our direction, any scheme, plot, or plan of the enemy. We thank you, God, that we can trust in you for all the promises that you've made. And we thank you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Lord, in Jesus' holy name, that you would uproot every misunderstanding operating in our hearts and in our minds in the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, every lie, Lord, every deception, Lord God, every work of the enemy, Lord, that doesn't align with the word of God, let it be uprooted from our hearts, from our minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every lie that we believe about you, Lord God, and about who we are in this world, Lord God, dismantle it in the name of Jesus. Every false narrative that we've agreed with, Lord God, every word, Lord God, that is from the enemy, Lord God, and his devices, Lord, that we've aligned ourselves to, Lord, have mercy on us and forgive us in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would create in us clean hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And that you would renew a right spirit within us in Jesus' holy name. Lord God, that you would guard our tongues, Lord God, from confessing evil in the name of Jesus and from agreeing with the wicked plans of the enemy in Jesus' holy name. Lord, that we would be a people pure and holy and righteous before you, walking in your truth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That you would wash us with the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that our minds, our hearts, our will, our emotions, Lord God, would be aligned with your desire and your heart and your love, Lord God. Let the kingdom of God come and the will of God be done in our lives. Lord, we ask you for your mercy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, the assignment that the Lord wants us to connect with today, we have already accomplished. Every step that we take is ordered of the Lord. The Word of God says the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. So I'm going to wrap tonight in just a moment. With that focus, that our steps be ordered of the Lord. Because God has given to us his faith and his love, which is the true definition of what the breastplate of righteousness is. Faith and love. Gives us access, that our steps be ordered of the Lord, that we do not step into the entrapments of the enemy, that would never be found where danger is. God causes us to escape every work of the evil one. That God will bring us to that place where we are operating in the cryptos, in secret, veiled from every deceptive work of darkness. Our steps ordered of the Lord, influenced by the Lord, so that God can delight in our ways. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. The just shall live and walk by faith, that we be a people of faith, a people of love, a people of the word. Amen? Join me in thanking God for that tonight. And right after we pray this prayer, I want you to be able to release your gifts of faith unto the Lord, and may He multiply our seed sown in Jesus' mighty name. Heavenly Father, we call to you now. We thank you, Lord, O God, that you are the God who strengthens us. You're the God who upholds us with your right hand of righteousness. Without your ability and without your capacity, without your word that causes us, O God, to be living souls, without the refreshing presence of the water of life, without, O God, the bread of life, we will not be strong. You sent an angel to strengthen your prophet Elijah. Lord, our steps are only possible. We are only able to take steps because we have the strength to. The enemy of our souls will want to cause us, O God, to be so weak that we cannot walk. The enemy, O God, will want to break the legs of your people so that they cannot move. But Lord, we know this, that you have the grace made available for us, O God, to be able to walk and not faint, run and not be weary. We receive strength from above. We receive, O God, the capacity to stand in the strength and might of the Most High. And we thank you, Lord, O God, that every step we take has been ordered by you, that you, O God, are quickening us by your Spirit. So, Lord, O God, that every step, O God, is taken confidently, with great confidence. We take every step, knowing, O God, that you are bearing us up. The wind of grace, O God, is blowing upon our lives and giving to us the capacity, O God, to take flight. We bless your holy name, Most High. For Lord, O God, it is not by our strength, nor is it by our power, but by your Spirit that we are quickened this day. Thank you, Lord, that we do not slide. Our steps are established. We are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We are swift and we can climb mountains if we need to. We are strong and we can speak the language of faith and move mountains out of the way if that's the solution. No matter where we find ourselves, we thank you, Lord, that your grace is ordering our steps. I bless your people today. And I thank you, Lord, for the amazing work of grace, the amazing work of favor, the amazing work of mercy that is flowing powerfully in and through us so that we can boldly say that we are growing in wisdom, growing in stature, and growing in favor with your God and with men. We truly are blessed and highly favored. And we can clearly and boldly say, surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your presence, O God, forever. And all of God's people together in agreement in Jesus' name said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. And I'd like to remind you once again that starting in November, we will not be having the prayer meetings aired on YouTube or Facebook Live or any of those platforms. It's going to be strictly in-house and on Zoom. So I encourage you, if you have not gotten the number, the Zoom number, we're going to put it on the screen right now. Take note of it so that you can migrate to Zoom when that time comes up. And that's starting in November, which means that once we start that, you're not going to hear it if you are just a YouTube person. We want a migration to Zoom so that we all can participate on that particular information. The meeting ID for those meetings, the prayer meetings starting in November, is 851-8432-5513. And the passcode is 945071. I'm making mention of that not for the benefit of those that are on Zoom already, because that is the same code that you're using already, but for the benefit of those that have only been on YouTube and Facebook and Reddit and the other platforms, migrate to that if you want to continue to join us for the prayer meetings. Amen? Hallelujah. I trust that you've already honored God with your giving, and we look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Good night, and God bless you. I want to say hello to those on Zoom. Sister Sybil, bless you. Mr. Colette, bless you. Sister Carol, bless you.